Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." It's time to go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever traveled to a different country? If so, why did you go? Was it for vacation? If not, where do you want to go? Someplace with mountains or a beach? Traveling allows you to see different parts of this beautiful world that God has created. Different sights, sounds, and foods are all things to experience when you are in a country that is not your own. You might think it would be too hard to talk with a person from a different country, but the truth is, you probably have more in common than you think. You both, most likely, have family, friends, community, hobbies, etc. In our reading today, Jesus tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. He was encouraging them to spread the good news about him to all people of the world. This includes people in different countries. But it also includes people around you where you live, even people in our own home. It's true. You don't even have to travel far to share the Word of God. How neat is that? So, go. Go where? Go home? Go back to bed? Go on vacation? Jesus said, "If you are going to share with someone that I am the way, the truth, and the life, you have to go to them. Get out of your shell. Get going. Go out of church. Go to someone. Go after that straying friend. Don't sit still. Go somewhere." Telling others about God's commands and promises is important, but can be a pretty challenging thing to do. So Jesus promised, "Surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." He is saying, "Go carry out my orders to make disciples, knowing I am with you." There's the answer to every fear, doubt, every moment when you are feeling low, discouraged, weak. Jesus gives us the strength and faith to tell others the good news, and we never have to worry about doing his work alone. Even if you never get to travel to another country, there are missionaries all over the world spreading the news to people who speak different languages. There are pastors and teachers right here in our country who are teaching the Word of God to people who have maybe never heard of Jesus before stepping into their church or school. But today, Jesus is calling you. So, go. Go near or far. Go and share the good news. We ask for help in sharing the good news of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, please give us opportunities to preach your word. Whether it is near or far, help us not be afraid to proclaim the good news of your salvation. Forgive us when we don't stand up for you, and strengthen our faith to be bold in preaching your holy name. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.